Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Attention, farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Gulf Coast Classic number 6 coming up April 8th and 9th live from the Natchitoches, Louisiana Event Center. Both days starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 58,100 head will be sold. If you'd like details on the schedule for the 2 days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call 1-800-422-2117.
Well, the attitude of traders might be mixed today. Cash cattle traded higher as expected and maybe even a little better than expected late last week, but the market already had premium in futures. The April contract may want to remain closed to cash and may not be too anxious to push much higher as it waits for cash to catch up. Now, however, the strength of cash last week may provide the confidence needed by traders to buy back into the market after the slight dip Thursday. Boxed beef increased significantly, indicating seasonal demand is increasing. Hogs continue to see amazing strength, though. The April contract now has 4 price gaps left in the chart from 1.5 weeks ago and a long-standing one from March 16th. Chart gaps are generally filled, but this contract may run out of time to accomplish that task as it just has 1.5 weeks remaining. May has 2 gaps from March 25th and 26th. These have a better chance of being filled at some point. On the grains, Kansas City, July Kansas City wheat trading about a half penny lower here early today, keeping a low profile after last week's USDA reports were actually slightly bearish for wheat prices. 46.4 million acres of planted wheat is up roughly 2 million from last year, and there is still some question about spring wheat acres as conditions have been dry in the northwestern U.S. Plains and Western Canadian Prairie. May corn is trading it down about a penny early today, holding steady after failing a challenge of its contract high on Thursday. Wednesday's lower than expected estimate of 7.7 billion bushels of March 1 corn stock should convince USDA to reduce its estimate of U.S. ending corn stocks in Friday's WASDE report by at least a small amount. At least 2.5 billion bushels of export sales on the books should also help to do the same. May soybeans are trading up 13 cents early today after a 70-cent gain Wednesday and 34¾-cent drop on Thursday. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
That's closed Thursday. April live cattle down 95 cents, 120.02. June down 35, 122.55. April feeder cattle unchanged, 143.87. The May was down 17 at 149.22. April hogs up 72 cents at 101.77. On the grain futures on Thursday, Kansas City wheat, May was down 10¾ at 565, July down 9¾ at 572, Chicago wheat, May down 7 cents, 611, and July down 5¼, 610½. May corn down 4½, 559¾, July was down 2¼, 545¼, May soybeans down 34¾ at 1402, July down 31 cents.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.